you know, we're really proud of what we made, and sometimes you got to burn it down to see what rises from the ashes. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Maybe we'll Michael Jordan this one. We'll say. We'll say. You know what I mean?
Vocalo Radio, Chicago's only urban alternative, 91.1 FM. Nudia in the afternoon here with you, talking about something exciting. I mean, this is an amazing, like, little sandwich in the middle of summer that's going to be happening in July. One of my favorite dance shows to see in the city, the Fly Honeys. They are taking their final flight, 6 nights over 3 weekends. Chicago's femme-powered cult favorite smoke show is going to celebrate 15 years of groundbreaking boundaries and just amazingness and the outfits. Oh my gosh, I love the looks of the Fly Honeys. Can I just say that?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know you guys are able to curate your own outfits. It just has to be black, right?
That's exactly right.
Is that it? Love the outfits. That's like my favorite part of the show, is seeing what everyone's going to wear. I will say, we were a little freaked out here on Vocalo when we saw the word final.
Sure.
Finale. I saw that on your Instagram too, and it set my heart racing. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's a great question. I feel like, you know, as the director of the project, we've been running this project for 15 years. We started this, it's talk about real Chicago. This project started in like a DIY space, artist collective space, you know, in 2010. So we really had no plans to keep it going. And it's really had these really beautiful transformations. And I think the way that the group is thinking about it is coming into this season being like, if we could do a final show, what would we do? And so I would say that for folks who are coming through, the content and what we're putting out is very much in that vein. You know, we're really proud of what we made, and sometimes you got to burn it down to see what rises from the ashes. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Maybe we'll Michael Jordan this one. We'll say. We'll say. You know what I mean?
That's why we have to sell it out, right? Because you're like, we have to keep doing this,
right?
Yeah. If we sell it out.
Yeah.
I also love, I've seen the show at Thalia Hall before. It is like, I feel like it's the best venue to see the show at, right?
Thank you. I'm so glad you think that. Thalia has been so good to us. We've been there for 3 residencies now. We've really been shapeshifters, this project. We've been in theatrical venues. We've been in, like you said, DIY warehouses. We've been in one-off bar shows and nightlife. And it's been pretty epic to be at Thalia. It really ups the ante in terms of just the production, and they're really good to us over there. So I'm excited for that partnership again.
Now, I genuinely, you have a lot of dancers dancing throughout the show, right?
There's
like, how many dancers do you guys have this show?
Oh my goodness. There are 20 dancers in the show. There is a 9-piece band on stage with us as well. Rotating vocalists, rotating hosts. There's 2 MCs this season, helmed by Mary Williamson, who's a OG Fly Honey, started the project with me. And then also Melissa Boom Boom Dupree of the Humboldt Park Duprees as well. And then some rotating guest hosts, which are really, really sick. So it's a huge production.
I was going to say, not only do you have a dance show, you have a bunch of guest performers joining as well, right? Like, we have like almost every show date like features different artists, right?
That's right.
I know we have some Vocalo favorites on here. The Good Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we have Roy Kinsey on here as well. DJ Jenna Fox. Like, I was just looking at some of the people you have on here. How do you make this all work with so many artists, so many people?
Wow. Not alone. I'll tell you what. Not alone. I mean, the Fly Honey kind of, you know, hive and network is massive. It's definitely the performers and artists, but it's all the different collaborators and managers, and it's just a huge system, and I'm really, really proud of it. One of the things that's really exciting about this project is that, you know, it's an artist-driven project. We're an indie project, and it has been helmed by myself and by Mary Williamson and some other founding artists named Shannon Menteski and Missy Davis and John Jacora for years, but it's really been shaped by this huge web of artists. It almost functions like a variety event where we're making brand new original work. That's going to be consistent every single night out of the 6-show run. But then, like you said, we bring in featured acts to be, you know, inside of our production, and there are artists that are in making work in Chicago that are in conversation with our values. You know, we're femme-powered, women-forward, queer celebratory, all-body-loving, joy-bomb, you know, vulnerable, big, big, big show.
It's very unique. I had never seen anything like it.
Excellent.
When I saw the first.
Uncategorizable, right?
Yeah,
I kind of love that about it. People are like, what is this? I'm like, I don't know. You have to be there. Yeah.
And we've spoke before about how dance is such a square box many times.
Totally.
You know, and to see like, you know, even just to see like any body shape and size is just completely like, you don't really see that in dance shows ever.
Yeah, I think that, you know, these days it's becoming a little more common, but I'm really proud of the way that Fly Honey has stood in its power in Chicago and really crafted a corner and a niche for this kind of work. And one of the things that I'm really excited about is just the wide range of the ways in which dance forms are coming into this project. We have featured artists that are drag kings, you know, Pochop and Switch the Boy Wonder, who are icons in their communities. They run a project called Notes on Masculinity, typically out of the California Clipper. We have Chiona, who is a kind of musician and pop icon in Chicago, up and coming, and she incorporates a lot of choreography and movement into her work on top of our big high-kicking kind of, you know, ass-throwing extravaganza.
You have the serenas, the mariachi
dance. Oh, my gosh, yeah. Talk about icons.
Yeah, it's super Chicago icons.
Oh, yeah. Mariachi serenas are so extraordinary. They've graced our stage a few times, and it's pretty epic to be able to have them in the space in Pilsen, for sure.
And again, this is three weekends, kicking off July 10th, and then second weekend, July 18th, third weekend, July 24th. And then throughout these, so there's two dates each weekend, and then the last show is going to be July 25th.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys going to party on that last show, or is it just going to be like a, like, okay, I'm tired now.
Great question.
I'm exhausted.
Who's to say? But I will say that, you know, the Fly Honey show and the spirit of the project is so celebratory. It is so spirited. It is very much about gathering and being there. And so we will be partying all six nights for sure. There's some DJs that are going to do pre and post show, and there's, you know, a couple, maybe a couple drop, you know, anticipate
surprises.
A few more surprises on there for sure.
You know, it's so strange that you said this started off as a DIY project.
Yeah.
Because it definitely isn't now. Like, even the graphics, like your guys' graphics team is, I love the graphics. I see the behind the scenes of the photo shoots you guys do. And it looks like it is just so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely looks like a labor of love. I'm just, one more time, if the final finale. So you're saying you're treating it like a finale, but there's like hope that we will see a Fly Honey show again.
Yeah, life is exciting. Who's to say, you know, but we are coming into this work with, you know, like I said, the collective of artists coming in and being like, if we were to make a final show and we were going to come into this work, really celebrating the 15 years that we've had here and opening up what happens next, you know, what would that look like? And that's definitely what you can expect. And it is. We had our big, big culminating rehearsal last night with all of the parts, and it is really extraordinary. We have a longtime Fly Honey friend named Dalton Rhodes, who is just a beautiful pole dancer who has, I think you've seen Dalton before.
Yes, I was going to say, it's definitely a standout.
Oh my gosh,
like,
yeah.
You're not going to forget that show.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I appreciate you bringing up the indie element and the DIY element, because we are still an indie project, and one of the things that I feel really excited about this season is that we've started to license and commission other indie musical artists that are Chicago-centered to use their songs. So the Fly Honey Band and the singers are covering songs by Roy Kinsey, covering songs by Psalm One and Madison McFerrin, Pantera, and this group called the Lambrini Girls, which are, you know, across the pond, but it's pretty epic. So we're covering all their songs and really centering the Chicago vibe.
I love that. I mean, and the great music. Chicago has like some of the best music. Speaking of DIY, what is this about? There's a special stage you guys built?
Oh, great question. Oh my gosh, I really appreciate that. Yeah. In the theater world, it's called a thrust.
A thrust.
Which is, it's essentially that what you can expect when you're there is that we're building out a stage that will extend off of the typical sort of proscenium stage of Talia Hall. So essentially, the performance is going to get pulled out all the way into the middle of the ballroom. So anybody who has a floor seat, or actually rather a floor ticket, you know, a GA kind of standing room ticket, it's actually kind of like more coastline in a way. So there's like a front row all the way around the stage. Do you know what I'm saying? So we're going to be sort of in the middle of the pit.
Okay. And then you're going to be coming out. The numbers are going to come out to the middle of the floor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll be raised up, but we'll be able to, the band will be on the stage as you have experienced at Talia before. And then there will be a big kind of runway out into the middle of the room. So it's, I'm really excited. It's going to be really close up. Real sweaty. You're going to feel our sweat. We'll feel yours.
Maybe like with a hair flip, maybe some of it will fall on you.
Oh, it's a certainty. It's a certainty. Yep.
So, I mean, you cannot get more Chicago than this for sure. If you're just tuning in, we have Erin Kilmurry in here with us of the Fly Honeys. I mean, I'm sure there's so many people behind this project. I'm sure we will be able to shout them out right now. This is their final flight. 15 amazing years of, you know, workshops, shows in all types of venues. And they are going to be doing 6 nights over 3 weekends. This is starting July 10th. Where can people get tickets?
You can get tickets at the flyhoneyshow.com website. You can follow us on social. Instagram is just at the Fly Honeys, and also the same on TikTok.
And then, so do you guys have any projects beyond this on the schedule? Or is this, I feel like I'm asking a lot of questions.
I appreciate it. I want the questions. We'll stay elusive tease.
Okay.
You'll just have to come and find out.
Going back to the start of the Fly Honeys, it was you and who else founded this group?
That's a great question. It was me and Mary Williamson, who's the co-host and MC. The two of us have been helming it. Shannon Metesky, who is a Chicago expat, now LA, but will be back to guest host weekend 2, which is really wonderful. She's a poet and writer and actor. Her voice and words are braided into the culture of the project. Missy Davis, who's been a co-producer for a really long time since its inception, is, and John Chikora, who's the music director. We all started it, but truly, I cannot express it enough. Hundreds of artists have come through this work and made an impression on it over its 15 years and have shaped it beyond what any of us could have ever imagined.
I was going to say, were you just like, oh, let's get together and dance, and then now it's turned into this thing, or what was that with the...
Yes, quite literally. I mean, you know, the Fly Honey Show was born out of a desire to just be feeling expressive in the body, feeling, wanting to feel super joyful, liberatory, very inspired at the time by burlesque and cabaret culture. That's hugely braided into the project. And yeah, it was just a young time. And we were like, let's try this big striptease and see how it feels. And I don't want to be alone. And so I just invited 30 women I knew to do it with me, and it was really just as simple as that. And there was a need to watch it and a need to be a part of it, and that's what's driven it every year.
So again, if you want more information, is Instagram the best place?
Yeah, I'd say Instagram, the Fly Honey website, or the Talia Hall website.
Okay, yeah, that's the flyhoneyshow.com. Thank you so much for being here with us, Erin, and we'll see you on the stage.
See you there.
This segment was hosted and produced by Nudia Hernandez. It was edited by Morgan Sioka. Keep up with Vocalo on Instagram at Vocalo or on TikTok at Vocalo.radio. Dig deeper into the story at WBEZ.org/Vocalo.